Liz Cheney, U.S. will be under threat if GOP wins majority. 2024 election is an existential crisis. By Pam Key on December 3, 2023. Former Representative Liz Cheney, RY, said on this week's broadcast of CBS Sunday Morning that if Republicans win a majority in Congress in the 2024 election, the United States will be under threat. Anchor John Dickerson said, "You once used to say that nobody could challenge your conservative credentials. What if being a conservative today is defined by one thing, your support for Donald Trump?" Cheney said, "Well, I know what conservative means. And I think that the most conservative of all conservative values is fidelity to the Constitution. So there certainly are people today who are caught in this cult of personality, but that's the opposite of conservative." Dickerson said, "Let me ask you about that oath. If a person is a member of Congress and they have sworn an oath to defend the Constitution, can they defend the Constitution and also endorse Donald Trump?" Cheney said, "No, that is inconsistent." Dickerson said, "So they are breaking their oath by saying they would like him to be the next president?" Cheney said, "In my view, fundamentally, there is a choice. You can't be for Donald Trump and for the Constitution. You have to choose." Dickerson said, "What happens if Mike Johnson is the speaker on the 6th of January 2025? Cheney said, "He can't be. We are facing a situation with respect to the 2024 election where it's an existential crisis. And we have to ensure that we don't have a situation where an election that might be thrown into the House of Representatives is overseen by a Republican majority." Dickerson said, "So you would prefer a Democratic majority?" Cheney said, "I believe very strongly in those principles and ideals that have defined the Republican Party. But the Republican Party of today has made a choice, and they haven't chosen the Constitution. And so I do think it presents a threat if the Republicans are in the majority in January 2025. Follow Pam Key on Twitter at Pam Kanem.